Hello and welcome to Inside View, a weekly public service show on Cool 101.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney, joined today by my broadcast partner Joel Riley and our special guest Judy Dullison, President, Central Ohio Better Business Bureau.
You're taking a cruise to Alaska. What are some of those tips that Judy Dullison from the BBB follows? Is it, hey, what have we got? Oh, that's right. I do this. But you got to make sure you know what you're doing.
You do. There's a lot of scams related to travel, unfortunately. Well, there's a lot of scams related to everything, I guess. And so, you know, one of the best tips that we always say is you want to plan early. There's when you're trying to make a last minute arrangement, hotel or flight, that's a lot of times when you get into trouble. You may follow a link on social media, or you're just doing a broad internet search and you're getting ads sent to you about these great travel deals. They sound really good, so you might take them, you know, take up on it, and that's where you oftentimes will get into a situation where it was a fake ad, a fake social media post, and you end up booking through a website that is a scammer's website, and you might find that you don't have a vacation rental when you get there. So we see it a lot with, you know, it's hotels, it's vacation rental properties, airlines, with the Spirit Airlines actually having shut down. We know that's an opportunity for scammers because they can really tie in on that specific event and say, you know, make a phone call and, or text or email and say, we know you your air flight was canceled and we want to help you recover that fare and book with another airline. So they may pretend like they're with another airlines, or they could be a refund center that's helping process the refunds. So, you know, those current events, we know scammers tie in on, and they really can use that as the hook to make you think that they're legitimate.
So who's the planner? Is it Mr. BBB or is it you?
No, it is not me, actually. I am not the one who is out there making the arrangements.
So the husband does all that?
He does. He is wonderful at it.
See, I'm like you. The wife handles, I always tell her, I said, just tell me when and where.
Yes.
You handle all that. I'll get us to point A, to point B, to C. I let her handle all that. But you got to be a little bit cautious, as you mentioned, because... Gosh almighty, I remember, you know, when I was young, hey, get a hold of AAA and get my trip tick and away we go.
Right?
Now it's all about do it here, do it there. I mean,
much online.
Yes, it's amazing. Right. I mean, is there some things that people really, I mean, you mentioned a few, but I'm thinking about like if they say, well, hey, you got to pay all of it now or these kind of things, you got to be a little concerned.
Yeah, you do. It's always best to pay with a credit card because it does offer you the most recourses if you have a if it's not as promised, if there's a cancellation. A lot of financial institutions will help you recover those funds if needed, or if as much as they can. Other types of payments are more direct and it's harder to get back. If something sounds too good to be true, obviously that's something we say a lot. It usually is, so you want to be careful. And so much, you know, when you're booking hotels, and there's a lot of third party airlines too. There's a lot of third-party travel services out there, and if you're doing those searches online, that can take you to something you think is a legitimate third-party travel planner that is a source for a lot of the scams that we see. Or even when they are a legitimate third-party service, they oftentimes don't have the same policies as maybe the hotel does or the airlines does. So you really want to check those policies. It may have different cancellation, you know, deadlines. And so it's really good to do that research and make sure you know what you're doing and have all the details outlined.
Well, that's the thing. When you talk about doing research, a lot of people will say, I did research means they Googled something and looked at the first hit.
Right.
So when you talk about that kind of research, how do you do that? How do you find the cancellation policies? How do you find, you know, get my money back? What's my recourse and those kinds of things? Where does that exist?
Well, it should exist on the website that you're looking at. So if it's travel agencies, you know, online travel service, all of those details should be there. And if they're not, that is a big red flag. If there's not a good customer service number, if there's not a way to reach them, if you have problems, obviously when you're traveling, that's a time if you have a problem, you want to be able to talk to somebody. Mm-hmm. And if that is not apparent and clear, that is something you really want to consider if it's the right
If all their testimonials are Dave Doney says, Dave Doney says, Dave
right?
Doney
yes.
says, Dave Doney says.
Yes.
And Dave Doney said, get a hold of BBB.
Right? That's a great place to start. We always say, you know, BBB, we say start with trust. And BBB is a great place to look to see if it's a travel service that you're talking to or airlines. You can see what types of customer reviews they have and complaints they have and how the company responds to the complaints is oftentimes as important as the complaint. You want to know how the company handles it. So it's a really good place to start.
Well, you know, and having that trust with the BBB is pretty strong because, you know, even though you've been to a place before 5 years ago, 10 years ago, I mean, things change hands.
Right. Absolutely.
The new owners may do things differently. So,
right. Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's not necessarily a trust breaker.
Yeah.
But, you know, you get rattled because, of, well, hey, that's not the way you always did it.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And especially if you're looking at like a vacation home where it's more of a, you know, not a large company, right? It may be just be an individual that's renting their property. It's really important to understand what that situation is to make sure that you don't get there and it's not as advertised. One thing we talk about a lot with vacation properties is do a reverse image lookup to see if that property matches the address that they're saying. You know, you may see this photo online, scroll through the pictures and they look like it's a great property. But if you see that, if you do a reverse image lookup and you see that property photos in other listings, that is a good sign that it's not either it's a scammer or someone that's trying to deceive you with the property pictures.
Yeah. Now, my son has always said if you do the Airbnb, because he does those a lot, he'll Google it. He'll
right.
Google map,
yes.
make sure that's exactly.
Make sure the address matches. Absolutely.
But Judy, that's these kids think that way. I mean, that's he's a tech guy, so that's
right.
He's like, Dad, just get on their Google Earth and you can punch in the address. And I'm like, well, that makes sense to me.
Outdoor pool, my hiney. Where is it?
Right?
I don't see it.
Exactly.
The plastic pool is not what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Real quick before we jump to some other things, travel insurance. People are always talking about this, and we've done it. I know you said you're taking it to cruise.
Yeah.
We've gotten the travel. But you got to be careful there as well, too, because it's not they're not all the same.
Right. They're not all the same. And you really, it's back to that, you know, as you're doing your research, you want to find out all the details because there are different exclusions that they have. There are different circumstances where they may reimburse you if there's a cancellation and others where they, you know, they say that doesn't fit their guidelines. So it really is important that you make sure you're getting exactly what you need to have, and it's at a price that makes sense for you.
Yeah, that's what we always, again, like the wife, she's like, we got insurance. I go, okay, just tell me where and when, honey.
Right.
That's all I need to know.
What do I pack?
And what kind of documentation you need.
Yep.
So that's important, too, to make sure that if you do end up canceling, you know, what is it that you have to provide to them?
Yeah, let them have, give them everything you got to say. Here's what I did.
Right.
Now, what's the recourse? All right. You folks sent out, I think it was about a week or two ago, employment scam.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you something. Now, this one, I still have trouble wrapping my mind around with this.
Yeah.
Hey, like these videos or do this trial.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? But I mean, I can't remember the exact number, $74,000 lost by Ohioans. I mean, obviously, it's getting to some folks.
It is. And based on the study, it was an international study that we did, there's been a significant increase in these in the last year. So based on in the last 3 years, we had about 50,000 reported job scams in the last year. In 2025, it was almost 25,000. So it's definitely on the increase. And we see job scams in a couple of different ways, but this one you're talking about is really kind of what's kind of trending right now. And it's when you receive a call or a text or an email from someone who says they're a recruiter and that you match their what their need is, and they want you to interview quickly. They want it's oftentimes a online interview where they don't turn their camera on, so you don't really see the person you're interviewing. They will frequently make an offer immediately and want you to start like right away. So the whole you know, from being contacted through being employed, maybe it takes a day or two. And so,
hey, Mom,
right,
got red, a job and
right,
I
red,
go.
Red flag. They're always work from home jobs. And this new one is this task-based job. So they are saying they want you to help optimize a product or a video on YouTube or something. So you're going in and you're just clicking and liking and sharing, you know, these online platforms. What they do is they provide a dashboard And in order to get these tasks assigned to you, you have to make a deposit into the account, and then they will assign you tasks. And you do the tasks, and the more you do, the more commission you make. But then to unlock bigger opportunities, mm-hmm. you have to put more money in. And so you continue to unlock these opportunities. You can see your account growing. You can see this paycheck growing. But when you go to withdraw the money, of course, it's not there. Mm-hmm. So any money that you've put into it is just money that's gone. And if you've given them any additional information, like, your driver's license, or, you're being employed, right? So maybe you gave them a social security number. All that information is also compromised.
Are there any real jobs where you pay money to make money?
No, that is like the hallmark of.
I mean, that would right? be a big roadblock right. for me. I got to pay to work.
Yeah.
Before I start making money, I don't think so.
That is the biggest red flag of this type of scam. We see it can even be you have to pay to get the application submitted. Just sometimes it's a simple request. Sometimes it's this task-based scam. Sometimes it's you have to pay for training supplies or, any kind of equipment like a laptop in order to do the job. These are all red flags, because just any kind of upfront payment, you really want to stop and consider the situation and do a lot of research if it could possibly be legitimate. Very likely it is not.
Mm-hmm. Are you seeing this across different kind of like businesses, or is it just one specific thing? I just want people to be aware of this, because, again, when I read that, I'm like, is this for real? I mean, right. like, what's the BBB trying to scam me? What are we doing here? Right. I mean, you'll see it for all sorts of different things?
All sorts of different things. It's really the online is the key. We even see it, with you are become a shipper of goods and goods from this manufacturer, right? So they'll say your job is to ship products we send you to someone else. So what you're doing mm-hmm. is you're shipping likely counterfeit or stolen goods from the thieves to other entities.
Offense.
You are a mule is another word that they use. So that is another one that we see frequently, and that you can be prosecuted for that. Yeah. So it's really you're doing it unknowingly, without the intent, but still you become part of that illegal distribution, and you can be prosecuted.
You would wonder too, if they can send it to me, why can't they just send it to their customers?
Right?
Like, why do I have to be the middleman?
Right?
Well, the secret shopper was a big thing a number of years ago. I know people like, oh yeah, just go ahead and get this, send us the product, and we'll look at it, and then we'll pay.
Right?
I'm like, no, don't do that. That's not going to help you.
Well,
high school kids may be moving away to go to college, or college finishing, moving away to take their first job somewhere.
Yeah.
That's another one. Parents have got to help the kids on this. I mean, you never stop being a parent.
Right.
So, but moving scams are out there as well.
May is actually considered moving month, because it is a season of change with graduations happening and more, people moving. So we see moving scams all year long, but they're definitely still out there and happening. They typically tend to happen in like three different ways. One is you contact a mover, you make a deposit, and they never show up. So it's just money gone. That's one. That's a pretty easy one, actually. the next one is you contract with a mover, you make a deposit, they come, they load your possessions, and then
you never see them again?
No, well, that's coming, actually. Once it's loaded, they say, oh, our estimate was low, you owe us twice the amount. Mm. And at this point, your belongings are loaded, and you kind of feel stuck, right? And then the worst one is everything seems to be going fine. You make your deposit, they load your possessions, you go to your destination, and you wait, and they don't show up. And you get a phone call that says, unless you pay this exorbitant amount of money, we're going to hold your belongings ransom, basically. They're holding hostage. So, so it is like, you will not get your belongings unless you make this payment.
You've been listening to Inside View on Cool 101.7. I'm News Director Dave Downey. I'd like to thank my broadcast partner,
partner Joel Riley, and our special guest today, Judy Dullison, President, Central Ohio Better Business Bureau. And as always, I'd like to thank you for listening. Have a great day.